ran one into the other. The old poet seated himself beside his hearth and took the little fellow in his lap. He squeezed the water out of his dripping hair, warmed his hands between his own, and boiled for him some sweet wine. Then the boy recovered. His cheeks again grew rosy. He jumped down from the lap where he was sitting and danced round the kind old poet.
"You are a merry fellow," said the old man. "What's your name?"
"My name is Cupid," answered the boy. "Don't you know me? There lies my bow. It shoots well, I can assure you. Look, the weather is now clearing up, and the moon is shining clear again through the window."
"Why, your bow is quite spoiled," said the old poet.
"That were sad indeed," said the boy, and he took the bow in his hand and examined it on every side. "Oh, it is dry again, and is not hurt at all. The string is quite tight. I will try it directly." And he bent his bow, took aim, and shot an arrow at the old poet, right into his heart. "You see now that my bow was not spoiled," said he, laughing, and away he ran. The naughty boy! To shoot the old poet in that way, he, who had taken him into his warm room, who had treated him so kindly, and who had given him warm wine, and the very best apples. The poor poet lay on the hearth and wept, for the arrow had really flown into his heart.
"Fie," said he, "how naughty a boy Cupid is! I will tell all children about him.